preserved Tasmanian tiger head, holds clues to species revival. Using a Tasmanian tiger's preserved head, scientists have nearly completed the animal's genome, paving the way for the potential revival of the extinct species. Researchers have reconstructed the most complete genome of the Tasmanian tiger, or thylacine, from a head that has been preserved in a solution for over a century, LiveScience reported on October 17. This breakthrough is part of ongoing efforts by US-based company Colossal Biosciences to bring the extinct predator back to life. The Tasmanian tiger, Thylacinus cynocephalus, went extinct in 1936 due to human hunting. It was a top predator in the food chain and played a crucial role in the ecosystems of Tasmania and Australia. In the new study, the team analyzed a 110-year-old thylacine head that had been skinned and stored in ethanol. The unique preservation of this specimen allowed scientists to reassemble most of its DNA sequence, as well as RNA strands, molecules similar to DNA but consisting of just one strand, which show which genes were active in various tissues at the time of the animal's death. You can absolutely get a great genome from old specimens. The genome gives us a complete blueprint to bring the Tasmanian tiger back, so obtaining a full, high-quality genome is a huge help to that effort, said Andrew Pask, a professor of genetics and developmental biology at the University of Melbourne, Australia. The newly assembled genome is similar in size to the human genome, consisting of 3 billion base pairs of nucleotides, the molecules that form the rungs of the DNA ladder. However, 45 gaps remain in the DNA sequence, which researchers hope to fill in the coming months by further sequencing efforts. The RNA fragments found in the preserved head will help the team identify which genes were activated in various tissues when the thylacine was alive, shedding light on what the animal could taste, smell, and see, as well as how its brain functioned. Compared to DNA, RNA is far less stable and more prone to degradation over time. Therefore, the preserved RNA offers a rare and valuable insight into the thylacine's biology, according to Pask. Earlier, Colossal Biosciences announced another significant breakthrough in its project to revive the Tasmanian tiger, with potential implications for conserving living species. The research team is developing assisted reproductive technology, ART, and has found a way to induce ovulation in Smithopsis crassicaud data, a small marsupial closely related to the Tasmanian tiger. This species could produce multiple eggs simultaneously, allowing researchers to inject the reconstructed Tasmanian tiger genome into them once it is fully completed. They also plan to use Smithopsis crassicaud data as surrogates to carry Tasmanian tiger embryos to term. In addition, the team is working on an artificial womb device to nurture marsupial embryos. The current prototype can support an embryo from the early to mid stages of pregnancy.